Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Spotlight Connecticut with Morgan Cunningham. Embracing what's fun with Connecticut on WTIC News Talk 1080.
You know, what a fun, simple song that is. Dave Baby Cortez and the Happy Organ taking us back to 1959. And, you know, when I listen to that song, a few things come to mind. Ice cream, which is why we're using it, because today's program is going to be all about ice cream. I also think about roller rinks. It's just got that song. And a happy organ it is. That's what it sounds like. A very happy, happy organ that you can go dance around to and have fun, enjoy some time at the arcade, and maybe go to the sock hop or the drive-in, and I could just picture that song in the background. Hey, everybody, I'm Morgan Cunningham. It is Spotlight Connecticut. Very happy to be with you. Earlier this week, actually exactly in the middle of the week, on Wednesday, I got the chance to go over to Jay Foster's Ice Cream in Avon. They're just off Route 44. You can see them from Route 44. And many people think that they're on Route 44. Technically, they are on Bailey Road, which is just off of Route 44. That's how you access their parking lot. So don't be confused. You can see them from Route 44. They've got the visibility. As far as access goes, you actually do have to go on to Bailey Road. 4 Bailey Road is the exact address, but it's super simple. And it was a cute place. I had never been there before. I heard about it from a friend of mine who likes to go typically on Saturday or Sunday afternoons almost every week, and he will get the same thing every time. I think he's changed it a few times, but usually always gets the coffee Oreo. I've seen this enough on Facebook for years now, and I've heard about it enough from him, so I finally said, you know what? We're going to do a Spotlight Connecticut all about Foster's Ice Cream. And what I did not know going into this was that they are celebrating 20 years this year. So congratulations to Jay Foster Ice Cream in Avon, Connecticut, because they are celebrating 20 years, and they're celebrating with a free ice cream day event on Monday, August 7th from noon to 6. Now, we're going to talk all about Foster's throughout the hour, but I do want to drop this now, and I'll do it a little later in the program as well, just to help spread word that this local business that started off essentially as a hobby, because the whole D'Arcangelo family, that's who owns Jay Foster, and Foster was a family name. We'll talk about that this hour. But they have been making ice cream essentially as a hobby something fun to do, and they liked making it, going all the way back to the 30s in the D'Arcangelo family. And it wasn't until 2003 that they decided that, hey, we could turn this into a business. John was working in the corporate world. He enjoyed working in the corporate world, but after a while, he wanted better control of his schedule. He wanted better control of the money. He wanted to have some fun. And I don't think that he has looked back once ever since he opened J. Foster Ice Cream. So it is on the 7th of August. It's a Monday. From noon until 6, they're having a free ice cream day. Now, I don't have all of the specifics as to what is qualifying, but hey, you put the words free and ice cream together, and I'm there, and I think a lot of other people will find one way or another to get there. And just to highlight how they have been part of the community in Avon and in their earliest years, for a few years in Simsbury, but primarily in Avon all these years later, they are going to be welcoming back former staff members to be guest scoopers. So these are people who were probably some really popular folks that worked at the shop. Maybe they came back every summer when college was out. Maybe there are some high school students who have been fans of Foster's Ice Cream. They've been in the area ever since, even after all of these years. So they're going to be coming in as guest scoopers. And I think that that's great that they're welcoming back their former friends and work family for free ice cream day on Monday, August 7th, noon to 6. And the owner, John, who we're going to be hearing from this hour, he says it is going to be a fun day, but also a crazy day, a crazy fun day. Nothing wrong with that, right?
This is WTIC in Hartford.
Hi, this is Kathleen in Norwalk, and I'm listening to Spotlight Connecticut with Morgan Cunningham.
I'm Morgan Cunningham on Spotlight Connecticut, and I'm going to bring on John D'Arcangelo and Elizabeth D'Arcangelo. Sat down with them at Foster's in Avon this week to chat about their ice cream, and it's my understanding that ice cream goes way back in the D'Arcangelo family. John, I mean, your dad was kind of doing it as a hobby as way back as the 30s, right?
I mean, I don't want to mislead you, but I mean, my dad was making ice cream back in the 30s, and then, you know, he followed a different path in life and wound up becoming a CPA. But there's always been this incredible love for ice cream in our family. And as a matter of fact, the business was named after my grandfather, James Foster, who was a tremendous lover of ice cream. I grew up with someone who owned an ice cream business. And they actually used to say to me, hey, if you ever want to start an ice cream shop, I'll help you. And that's kind of what happened. You know, we wound up opening our own business, and it's been 20 years now since we've had J. Foster Ice Cream.
So would you say that this has been kind of like a hobby in the family, an interest that has been long running, and now it's been more or less a big business for you guys?
Yeah, I think that's a good way to put it.
What led up to that decision for you to say, John, I'm going to give this a shot. We're going to open up the ice cream shop here in Avon, Connecticut, which you guys got a beautiful little location here right on Route 44, right off of it on Bailey Road. So could you talk about what led to those earliest days of J. Foster Ice Cream?
Honestly, a friend had approached me and wanted to go. He had had my friend's ice cream, and he thought he had found, when they were opening the shops at Farmington Valley, that he had found a perfect location for an ice cream shop. And I told him, A, I didn't want a partner if I ever did this, and B, I, you know, really wasn't that interested. But he did actually get me interested. And I wound up speaking to a local real estate person who, you know, latched on to me and wasn't going to let go until I rented a place. And I don't want to say the rest is history. Got a lot of support from my family, my parents. My dad, you know, he was very excited about it. He just thought it was, you know, a great idea. You know, so that's kind of how it all happened.
So when you start an ice cream parlor like this one, I see out there you have a bunch of flavors of all different kinds, right? The things that you would expect, the regular chocolate, the vanilla, but things like graham cracker and some more exotic and creative flavors. But when you started, What were the earliest flavors you had? Did you have a lot of them, or were there just a few selections?
We've always had at least 32 flavors. And, you know, now we're at 39, but we're adding another 5 this summer. We're increasing our vegan and gelato and sorbet offerings. Those things, by the way, we didn't have back when we first started. We, you know, because of my Italian heritage, I wanted to make gelato and sorbets, but I wasn't quite sure how to do that. So I actually flew somebody in from Italy who spent about 5 days with me in the kitchen, and he taught me how to make gelato and sorbet.
Really?
Yeah.
You had someone come from Italy for that. That's amazing.
Yes.
What's so secret about it, or what's difficult or more challenging than making ice cream that, you know, you had to bring in an expert, so to speak?
The equipment is a little bit different. You know, there's a, even to the way it gets displayed is different than ice cream. And the sorbets were especially tricky because you're dealing with sugars and fruits, and the base of sorbet is basically corn syrup and sugar. So you have to be careful to get the right levels so that it comes out, you know, the way you want it to. We also, we make our own sorbet base. We don't buy it off the shelf. And, you know, that was something that I needed to be taught as well. We also learned how to make our own gelato base. So again, that was another thing that, you know, we weren't doing before. And I really wanted our product to be as authentic as it would be if you were in Italy. So that's, I kind of like that. I'm passionate about what I do, and I don't go out and buy like the first thing I see because it's cheap, or it took me quite a while just to pick out the sugar cones that I wanted to. You know, I went to trade shows, I tried them all, and, you know, made up my mind which one I wanted to land on. Because the little details matter a lot to me as well. You know, our ingredients, you know, are sourced from Madagascar, Belgium, for our chocolates. The vanilla comes from Madagascar. And I mean, even through the years, I mean, it's kind of, I've seen prices rise and fall, and we've never wavered as far as like the ingredients that we use. I've seen vanilla go from $55 a gallon to $435 a gallon. And we continue to use it because that's the vanilla we want to use. We're not compromising by using an imitation vanilla or a blend. So,
and you're making this here in Avon at the store in the back, correct? Or are you making it somewhere else?
No, we make everything at the location in Avon. We have a kitchen that's, you know, attached to the building. And we do all that here.
We also, cones too? You're making the cones here as well?
We do make waffle cones.
Okay.
Sugar cones and cake cones we buy from other manufacturers. But like I said, it was very particular about the ones that we don't make, to make sure that, you know, we're serving the best that we can. We actually offer gluten-free cones as well.
I'd like to bring your daughter on for a moment here, because you've been part of the restaurant and the ice cream parlor for how long? About 5-6 years?
6 years working directly for my dad. Like he was telling you earlier, when I was a very little kid, I would sit in our Sinzeri shop and I would announce when customers were coming into the store. So really 20 years that way, I guess.
So quite a long time.
Yeah, for decades.
And she mentioned Simsbury, so there was another location?
That's where we started. We actually, the first location was in Simsbury. And we had a tiny little kitchen. And not a lot of room to decorate cakes and things like that. And I quickly decided that wasn't going to be enough for me. I wanted to expand. I wanted to create a wholesale business, because we have quite a robust wholesale business, selling to, you know, I think some of the best restaurants in the Hartford area. I just would not have been able to do that with the size space that I had.
What led you to this space here in Avon at the corner of Route 44 and Bailey Road? Because it does look like a building that's just right for you, so I would think that this was custom built, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, no, it wasn't custom built. Ironically enough, I was in negotiations for another location down the street, actually on the town green, that they were developing, and very close to signing the lease, and I literally was driving home. I saw a for sale sign at this property, did some math, and realized that, you know, without the renovation costs, it was going to be about the same as the rent in this place that I was going to rent. I decided I didn't want another landlord. I wanted to buy my own building. And, you know, our original location was in an old house that had been converted. And like you said, this place kind of is very homey, looks kind of like a house. It seemed perfect.
You've been here now for a very long time in this community, both Simsbury and Avon. What are some of the things that you have noticed as far as changes in this area? I mean, there's still a demand for ice cream, but I'm sure that you guys have had to meet some kind of change, and I'm not talking about COVID, but how has the business grown and developed over the last nearly 20 years?
So I would say one of the most prominent changes we've had to make in terms of product, at least, have been our vegan offerings. There wasn't really much of a demand for that back in 2003 or 2005 when we opened up this location. And we started developing the vegan recipes 5 years ago, right?
Like I said before, I'm very particular about my ingredients and things that we use. It took a while to find a base for our vegan products that I thought was comparable to what we serve as our ice cream. We've always had a vegan option from the time that we started making the sorbet, because there's no dairy in that. There is no, you know, it's vegan. Once we landed on a base that we could use, we went all out. I mean, we've become very popular in the vegan community. So that's one, you know, I guess challenge that's come up. I mean, over the years, other ice cream shops have opened up. Yogurt, you know, was a big craze. I remember it was about a year and a half or so, there were five yogurt shops in Avon. And, you know, they just put each other out of business. Yogurt had been a craze several years past, and it went by the way, you know, by the boards, and that's kind of what happened again.
What is it about ice cream that seems to be timeless, though? Because going back to the 40s and the 50s, you think that there are some old diners that specialized in ice cream and that whole sock hop kind of vibe. What is it that seems so timeless about ice cream?
I mean, it's a sweet treat. It's, you know, I don't want to say who doesn't like ice cream, but it's just, it's also, you know, somewhat of an event to go out and get ice cream. You know, I know that every year we have, there's a busload of kids that come from a nursery school, and they aren't told where they're going. And when they walk through this door, when they get here, it's like you can't believe the joy and happiness they express because they're so excited about ice cream. I don't know. I guess, why do you like ice cream?
I think that it's something cool to enjoy, because the foods that I tend to eat are usually always hot or they're room temperature. But this is, to me, ice cream is something, a cool treat that you can have all kinds of weather, ideally when it's hot. And I personally don't like overly sweet ice cream. I like things that have maybe a little salt to them, a little crunch perhaps. It doesn't have to have crunch. But you know, you can kind of get a little wild on the flavors too. I do not like straight ice cream. Don't give me just plain vanilla. Don't give me plain chocolate. I've got to have something different about it. Graham cracker is one of my more recent favorites. I love peanut butter and ice cream. You've got all of that.
Yeah, yes, we do. And I mean, you know, I don't want to say it's endless, but, you know, comes in different forms. You can, you know, get an ice cream as a sundae, as a, you know, milkshake, as a, you know, a root beer float or a soda. So there's a lot you can do with it. You know, whether it's hard ice cream or soft ice cream, it's something else.
And I saw you have ice cream cakes as well over there. Is that right? They look like ice cream cakes.
Yes, we have cakes and pies. We also do all kinds of novelties, whether it's our sliders or our J-Witch. To mention the slider, back, I forget what year it was.
2011.
The Connecticut Food Association voted our slider the number one cookie in Connecticut.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
That's fun. How did that come about?
I mean, we were a member of the association. Every year they have a big gathering for specialty foods, and We were in the running, and we wound up winning first place.
I'm Morgan Cunningham on Spotlight Connecticut, and this week we're talking with the D'Arcangelo family. They own J. Foster Ice Cream. It's that time of year for a scoop and surf, right? We'll be back after the break on WTIC News Talk 1080. I thought that you'd like some beach music. going into the news?
Spotlight Connecticut with Morgan Cunningham.
Paul McCartney's song about an imaginary conversation with John Lennon. That was about a year and a half after Lennon was murdered on the streets of New York City. And Paul McCartney had been struggling to come to grips with the whole situation. And he looked back at some of the things that he had said to the press, which seemed cold to the public, but he said that he was really just struggling with the news. And one day he sat down and wrote a song about all the things that he hoped he could have said to John before John was taken very soon, too soon, from the world. And so he put it into song, the only way that he knew how to convey the feelings, so he said. And the result was Here Today, which any diehard Paul McCartney fan would know, and they would know the backstory. I'm a huge Paul McCartney fan, Ringo Starr fan, George Harrison fan, John Lennon fan, all of them together as the Fab Four. Major Beatles fan here. Anybody who knows me knows that. And why am I playing it? Which is kind of a Debbie Downer song, especially on a show about ice cream. Well, I wanted to play something quite different from Paul McCartney to mark his 81st birthday, which is tomorrow. 81 years young, Paul McCartney turns age 81. I can't believe it because my whole life I've been growing up to the music that the Beatles put out together and apart. I turn 27 next month, and I don't think that a day has gone by where I have not listened to the Beatles in some way. Even before I could talk, I was listening to the Beatles. My parents played the Beatles for me, and it was something that when I would go to bed at night, they broke out the cassette tape. Who remembers cassettes? Who remembers cassette tapes? But they would break out the cassette tape player, and they had some Beatles cassettes, and they would play it very low. They would play it very low volume to help me fall asleep. And in later years, I liked the music so much it kept me awake, and I wanted to listen to it. But it did do the trick. I guess music calms the savage beast. I was a savage child. I'm not so crazy anymore, but I guess I was a demon child, so I am told. I'm Morgan Cunningham, and just wanted to play that to mark a big birthday tomorrow for Sir Paul McCartney, 81 years old, and wanted to play that over Live and Let Die or any of those hits. He always gets the hits played everywhere. Silly love songs. No. We wanted something different on Spotlight Connecticut. And there's another birthday coming up, the birthday that Jay Foster is celebrating. And Jay Foster is a relative of John DeArcangelo. John DeArcangelo owns Jay Foster Ice Cream in Avon, Connecticut on Route 44 at Bailey Road. You can't miss the place. They've got several dozen flavors. And to celebrate their 20th anniversary, they started back in Simsbury. Now they're in Avon. They've been in Avon most of these 20 years. They're going to be having a free ice cream day. And it will be Monday, August 7th. It starts at noon, and it goes until 6 o'clock. Now, I don't know exactly what will be free, what will be discounted, and how they're going to celebrate. You'll have to go for that. I just know that they're celebrating 20 years with a free ice cream day on Monday, August 7th, noon until 6, and they're going to make the day very special by bringing back some old friends of theirs, people that used to work at Jay Foster back in the day. They've stayed in the community. They've stayed in touch. They've been fans of Foster's, and they still go back and get their scoop of, what is it? Caramel cashew, caramel cashew ice cream at Jay Foster's. We'll continue the conversation in minutes on WTIC.
This is WTIC in Hartford.
Hi, I'm Justin Araki Hill, and I'm listening to Spotlight Connecticut with Morgan Cunningham.
What do you find sells best here at Jay Foster in Avon, Connecticut? I'm talking with one of the owners, John. Is it people coming in and just saying, I'll have a cup of this, a scoop of this and that? Is it people saying, I want a sundae? Is it the ice cream cakes? What is it that people keep coming back here for the most?
We have quite the cake business, quite the pie business, but I don't think that's, that's typically an occasional, something for an occasion. We post a sundae of the week every week. We have our own sundaes that we create, and actually Liz is responsible for creating those sundaes and, go out to social media. We have I don't know if you noticed our screens, but we have the sundae of the week right now to celebrate
Strawberry Shortcake Day, which is today, June 14th. So we make our own version of the strawberry shortcake. It's 20% off, like all of our Sundays of the week. And then we post about it, and it's on our TV screens, like he said, so people are, you know, aware of their options. It's 2.5 scoops of vanilla and strawberry ice cream with strawberry sauce and a sponge cake shell bottom.
That's innovative. Now, you're making these up every week, is that right?
I do make them up every week. I've reused some from the past. When I started this back in 2019, I think, I came up with like 30 or so sundaes. And some of those have stayed for the past 5 years, and they come back every year. And then I've come up with new ones every year as well that are added into the rotation.
How do you take the time to figure out what's going to work, what's going to look good? Because this, I'm sure, is a process if it's one that you haven't done before.
I honestly take a lot of inspiration from customers. You know, they'll get a sundae and I'm like, oh, that looks good. That, you know, that'd be a good taste. So customers, my fellow employees, you know, usually have pretty good ideas. I'll see something online maybe and think about how I can make our own version of that.
Do you see yourself doing this long term, being involved in ice cream here and working with your dad and being part of the family business? Because you've been doing it so long now, and I think that you've got a good teacher in your father, it seems. So do you see yourself doing this long into the future?
I do have the best teacher around, I think that. And, you know, I think someday I'd take it over with my siblings in about a decade or so.
Do they work here too?
They do, in like limited capacities. My brother's a delivery driver, and my sister helps manage from afar. She lives in Brooklyn, so she's not around full time, but she comes back and helps when she can.
I'm curious, Elizabeth, what do you hear from repeat customers who come here, people that you've gotten to know because you've been an institution here in the community at J. Foster Ice Cream in Avon at the corner of Route 44 and also Bailey Road? You got a nice spread here. So what do you hear from the community? Because I know personally a number of people that come here regularly, like weekly. So I'm sure you see a lot of happy faces over and over again.
We have people who come in here every single day. They're really so excited to be here. We close from the beginning of January to the beginning of March, and when they come back in the first week of March, they're so happy we're here again. You know, we have people who come in here every day and they get the exact same thing, but it's what they want because they know they can't get it like this anywhere else in town or around.
So, same question for you. If you could think back all your years doing this, including the years in Simsbury, is there anybody that was here in, say, 2003 when you guys were getting started up in Simsbury that have followed you to the Avon location that are still coming back every so often here? Any really long-time customers?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I have my coffee and chocolate fudge brownie customer, Rich Levine, who's been coming in for I don't know how many years, well, since the beginning, actually. And yeah, there's a lot of faces that we recognize. I think Liz, when she was speaking, there's a woman, not just her, but she comes in every single day that we're open. I have met so many people through this business that I probably wouldn't have gotten to know, and whether it's, you know, the kids in the community, their parents, or other business owners that come in and, you know, introduce themselves to me. It's been great. I mean, I getting to know so many people and getting to know people that appreciate what we do.
How have you overcome any challenges that you've experienced with this? And I think of COVID-19 being one of them, but maybe there are other challenges that you've faced, but particularly COVID and supply shortages that followed in the few years after that up to this point. So how have you navigated those changes and difficulties in the last 3 years, John?
I mean, COVID was definitely a challenge because, like you mentioned, you know, there was supply chain issues. I have to say, as far as help goes, I had some, you know, very reliable help during it. It wasn't easy, because we would have people coming in here and challenging the fact that, you know, they didn't want to wear a mask, and they would come up with all kinds of, you know, nonsense about why they didn't have to. So that was, and honestly, just the worry of getting COVID. And I have to say, during that whole time, we were careful enough and kept things sanitized well that we really didn't get it. We took on more vendors to try and make sure that we got the things that we needed to get. Somehow I just stayed on top of it and we managed to get through okay.
You also mentioned that you guys supply to local restaurants or businesses in this area, or maybe in other areas, not just in Avon. So did that perhaps help get you through it as well, those other businesses, or were there challenges with that as well during that time?
No, just the opposite. The restaurants, as you remember, got shut down. And our wholesale business, until they reopened, dropped dramatically. But at the same time, our retail business increased because people had no place to go. And we were open the whole time.
I'm Morgan Cunningham at Spotlight Connecticut, and John, the owner of Jay Foster's Ice Cream here in Avon, Connecticut, is talking with me along with his daughter, Elizabeth. So we're going to go to her, and I'm going to ask probably the hardest question of the interview. Any idea what it could be, Elizabeth?
I have some idea.
All right, my question is, what's your favorite?
Oh my gosh, that is the hardest question of the interview.
Was that what you were expecting?
It was what I was expecting. I get okay. asked it all the time. I would say I have a top three. I love our chalk fudge brownie, I love our toasted almond, and I love our coffee Oreo.
Why do you like those the most?
I'm pretty much a sweet tooth person. I love sweet things, and I think those have a pretty good balance of sweet, but not overpoweringly so. You know, they've got things in them, like I think you mentioned earlier, that you don't like a plain ice cream. You need something in it, and I think those all fulfill that.
Fits the criteria. And what about you, John? Same question. Do you have a favorite?
I never met an ice cream I didn't like. But no, actually, I love cashew caramel.
That's different. I've never seen that anywhere. I noticed that right away when I walked in.
We have a sugar-free cashew caramel, and we also have a straight-up cashew caramel. I think I'm kind of like you. I kind of like the crunch, but I like the sweetness of the caramel. It's a little salty, a lot of times I'll just get some chocolate ice cream with a scoop of vanilla chocolate chunk on it. I kind of like the vanilla and the chocolate thing.
What about cookie dough? You guys have the cookie dough out there, right? How does that get made? Do you make the cookie dough separately and then you put it in the ice cream, or is it another trick?
No, we source the cookie dough through a manufacturer.
I would like to add that we have two ice creams with cookie dough in it. We have a plain cookie dough, which is delicious, and we also have a Barnyard Brawl, which was invented, I think, by one of your wholesale customers. And it's vanilla, and it has fudge, and it has cookie dough, and it has M&Ms, and it has chocolate chips. That's a really big hit on everyone of all ages.
And tell me about some of the sundae options. Just run down a few ideas, if you could.
So you can do like a plain hot sundae with ice cream, and we make our own hot fudge, so you can put that on there. We also have caramel, we have hot peanut butter, we have marshmallow. A really popular sundae of the week we have is when we offer our brownie sundae at a discount. People love that one.
We try to have some fun with the sundaes. We have a sundae that we created after my mom. She loved Mounds, and she loved Mounds, coconut Mounds ice cream. So we have the Margie Mounds sundae. And Liz, what's in that?
It's 2.5 scoops of coconut Mounds and toasted coconut. It's got our hot fudge, chopped Mounds bars, whipped cream, and a cherry. And I don't think you mentioned this earlier, but we do make our own whipped cream in addition to our own hot fudge. We try to make everything that we can right here instead of outsourcing it.
We also have another one called the Fat Cat sundae. Inspired by our fat cat. So what's in that, Liz?
It's salted caramel and chalk fudge brownie, the hot fudge, hot caramel, whipped cream, and a cherry. Our cat Remus hasn't tried it yet, but I'm sure he would love it if he tried it.
I think the cat would like that. I think anybody would like that. That sounds good. John, you know, I think we've touched on everything I wanted to touch on. Is there anything that you'd like to add maybe we didn't get to while we talk about J. Foster Ice Cream in Avon on Route 44 at Bailey Road?
Being here for 20 years, we've, you know, tried to be responsible as far as the community goes. And, you know, we have been involved with the Avon and the Simsbury Library, not Simsbury so much anymore, but the Avon Library for at least over 10 years. And every year they have a reading program in the summer. And I am a big advocate of that program to get the kids interested in reading. Their incentive to read are coupons that they can redeem here at our shop, or there's some other vendors in the area, bakeries, and I think Carvel even participates. And we give the library these coupons. And over the years, I know this year, the total, the value of it we're giving them is just about $7,000. And we've always been very generous with them. So if it's $100,000 since we started, I think that's a low number. But we have tried to support them and other organizations in the community, whether it's the schools, the police, fire department, the Boy Scouts, the Girl Scouts. So it's, you know, I think that's important that the community, that your listeners, you know about that as well.
You guys are big in the community. You guys have your cult following here at J. Foster Ice Cream in Avon. That's my takeaway.
I think you're right on.
All right, great conversation this week on Spotlight Connecticut, all about ice cream. Pretty seasonal, I think. I think it's that time of year again where we get to go enjoy our cookie dough ice cream and our cake batter ice cream. Yeah, J. Foster's got all that and some. Several dozen other flavors. I'm Morgan Cunningham. Always feel free to email me, morgan.cunningham@odyssey.com. AUDACY. Morgan.cunningham@odyssey.com. Next week, everybody, it's going to be about a special 4th of July parade. You might know which one I'm talking about on WTIC. Bye-bye.
Spotlight Connecticut with Morgan Cunningham. Embracing what's fun with Connecticut on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.